USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There is outrage in Texas after authorities admit they made a mistake during the Uvalde school shooting. Parents of the 19 children who were killed at Robb Elementary School found out police waited for reinforcements before entering the classroom where the gunman had opened fire. DPS Director Steve McGraw saying it was the wrong decision to wait and not breach the classroom door. McGraw admitted they were getting 911 calls for help as officers waited for their backup. Four children are among the dead after a house explodes near Philadelphia. The explosion happening Thursday night in Pottstown and leveled at least two houses while damaging several others. Residents in the area have raised questions about a possible gas leak causing the explosion, but no official cause has been determined. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Speaking at the NRA convention in Houston on Friday, former President Trump rejected calls for new gun laws following the Texas school shooting. More than 39 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend. Many of those will be by air, where Hopper consumer travel expert Lindsay Schwimmer says fares are up 30% from 2 years ago.
We've seen jet fuel prices risen dramatically in the past 6 months, and that's having a contribution on overall airfare prices.
The vast majority of travelers, some 35 million, will be on the roads, a predicted 8% increase over 2021. What is the history and meaning behind Memorial Day?
In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It's now recognized annually on the last Monday in May. Memorial Day's purpose is to honor military members who have died.
Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio Newsroom, USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The White House is preparing to tap a rarely used emergency diesel reserve as President Biden faces increased pressure over record-breaking diesel and gas prices. Oil industry analyst Tom Kluza tells CBS News, with these prices continuing to rise, you'll be paying the price.
If you're ordering anything that moves by freight across the country, it comes via fuel surcharges. Probably not the worst of the diesel surcharges. That'll come next month. I just don't think there's any magic bullet at the moment. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough summer.
The National Rifle Association held its annual convention Friday in Houston, Texas, amid calls to postpone or cancel the event following the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, on Tuesday. 19 children and two adults were shot and killed when a lone gunman walked into the school unobstructed and opened fire in a classroom. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz spoke at the convention, saying what happened in Uvalde was the ultimate nightmare for every parent.
All of us in Texas need to come together and comfort those families right now. We need to love them, embrace them, and take care of them.
NASCAR drivers in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Coca-Cola 600. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.